We might as well get to the Home Run Derby because it is going to start in about 20 minutes here. And you're going to leave and you're going to be able to go enjoy your night. I'm going to stay here till 10. I'm going to give live play-by-play, you know, updates on the Home Run Derby. But
I'm going to take a sip of gin and tonic every time the ball goes over the fence.
Wow.
Whoa. And no, I'm not.
Are you with me tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting show.
I might still be drying out. No, I'm not doing that, please.
If you do, it could be a very, very long night and then morning after that. But the Home Run Derby, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it has gone through its ups and downs, right? It's been criticized. It's been an event that I think was very much played out, although I do think that Chris Berman played a major role in that. People just got very, very annoyed with him, you know, being on the actual call of the event itself.
You know, those people that just beat something to death, like back, that's just ridiculous. Happy New Year!
Yeah.
Awful the way people do that.
I hate people like that. Well. I don't know anyone that has beaten something to death.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, quite like
ridiculous,
that.
Ridiculous.
But I think it's back. And I do think, the game of baseball, obviously, they've come out and just flat out said, like every other sport, apparently, well, millennials aren't watching the game. We got to find other ideas. You know, we got to find other ways to keep people watching and keep people intrigued. I think the Home Run Derby itself is exactly what the next generation of baseball fans actually want. Like, you're not watching a long baseball game. Say a pitcher goes like 8 innings. True baseball fans, we appreciate that. We appreciate a great pitching duel, slow game. These young kids, and I'm not going to lump myself in because I can actually appreciate the game, but it's all about the home runs. It's all about the gratification and the excitement and the drama. I think the Home Run Derby is going to be phenomenal tonight.
Okay, but it only picked up steam and popularity again when they sped it up. When they
put the
timer on it. When instead it was 10 outs and you could take for... Now you have a certain amount of time and it makes it move much faster. That was what saved it. I'll do this once and once only. I give millennials credit. They were tuning out everything about baseball, including the Home Run Derby, and baseball said, okay, we agree. It's gotten long and tedious. Put a clock on it, speed it up, boom. For that, I congratulate our little millennial friends.
Of course, but it also goes back to,
good job.
Millennials never get a pat on the back, never get a round of applause. You know, we just get kicked on, spit on, you know, we're blamed for everything as if, you know, we decided to go into debt by $60,000. But I will say too, you can go all the way back to like the late 90s, you know, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. It was the home run that save the game of baseball. Like, I think that is the essence of the game. That's what everyone wants to see.
And you know what's back in baseball now? The home run.
I know.
Hitting home runs at a prodigious pace.
Yeah, but did you hear? The balls are juiced. Yeah.
Right. Back then, the balls got smaller when the players were allegedly juicing.
Well, and when they got
now
smaller,
the balls are juiced.
When they got smaller, they were blue as well, which is never a good thing, you know, for any of those players.
I don't ever have to worry about that.
No, that's a good thing. 97 won the ticket.